Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel, and welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. And we're in day 52 of our journey through the book of Hebrews, in the heart of chapter 13, this wonderful final chapter to this great book. And we're asking this question today: how can we love our leaders? How can we love our leaders? And there's two verses we're going to pick up from Hebrews 13, verse 7 and verse 17, that both deal with the topic of our leaders. So here they are, Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 17. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. That's Hebrews 13, verses 7 to 17 in the English Standard Version. Well, leadership is lonely, but it's not supposed to be, at least not in the church. The old saying about how it's lonely at the top should not apply to church leadership for two reasons. One is that church leaders should not view themselves as being at the top of anything, but just called by Christ to serve the church. And the second thing is that church leaders should never be leading alone, but they should always be part of a team, a group of elders and deacons who are called by Christ to serve the church together. We see this idea of a plurality of leaders throughout the Old Testament, and we even see it here in these verses, in that it's a reference to leaders, plural, and not your leader, singular, in this church. But still, while church leadership is not meant to be lonely, it often is. Leadership teams sometimes don't function the way they should. And even when leadership teams are cohesive and mutually supportive, like the one I'm blessed to be a part of, leadership is hard in any context. Just ask Moses, who had a hard time with the Israelites, and Moses was the most humble man on the face of the planet, according to Numbers 12:3, right? So how can we love and support our leaders? And how can we, as leaders, lead faithfully? Well, we get several practical points of gospel application from these two verses in Hebrews 13. One, remember your leaders. In Bible language, when you remember someone, you remember to pray for them and to support them. In your day-to-day life, remember to pray for your pastor, elders, and deacons, and support them. Take time to encourage them if you're able. Second, imitate their faith. Leaders are called to their office within the church because their faith has been fruitful in their lives. They have been trusting in Christ, and it shows in their character, their conversation, and their conduct. So imitate the faith of your leaders. Don't imitate them in everything as if they were some superhero or an idol, but imitate their faith, their trust in Jesus as they follow him. Three, obey your leaders. Leaders have the difficult responsibility to make decisions as they seek to shepherd and serve the flock of God. And so support them as they do so by obeying their decisions. And the fourth thing is bless your leaders. Hebrews says to ensure that your leaders can lead you with joy and not with groaning. That means we should seek to bless and encourage our leaders, thank them, help them, encourage them, bless them. So what about our leaders? What do the verses say to them? Well, the verses don't directly address leaders, but we can draw three conclusions for leaders from them. And these are the three. One, leaders have a faith worth imitating. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust in him and follow him. That way, when people look to follow your example, they will be following Christ. Second, leaders, watch over the souls under your care. Remember, your primary responsibility is to serve and care for people and their spiritual well-being. Programs, budgets, and facilities are all necessary means, but they are not the goal of leadership. And third, leaders, remember that you will be called to give an account to the Lord for your leadership. This is sobering, and it should help leaders lead with a level head and a clear focus. The Lord is watching you lead, and you will give an account to him for the stewardship of your leadership. Together, under shepherds and sheep can work together to make life in the church a blessing for all, for those who are called to serve and lead, and those who are called to be led well. When we love each other and we work together, God is glorified, and the whole church is blessed.